Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, everybody, welcome into the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. And I appreciate you finding time for us, especially on a holiday weekend, because I know how it is. Well, I really don't. I don't get to really, too usually enjoy the first of the holiday weekends that much. Always will end up doing some fill-in work, like I'll fill in Monday tomorrow for the DA show here on CBS Sports Radio. We do our show together. We try to stay together. I try to not miss for a year, and I try to strategically not miss when things are needed the most. But for those of you out there, I hope you're going to enjoy the weekend, and I hope you're going to be safe. Because you never know. And before we get started this morning, there is a segment of life where you have no idea what's going to happen anytime you even leave your house. You think that you got all the time in the world. And for those of you who are not in the American Southeast, where I broadcast out of 680 The Fan here in Atlanta, the college football voice of the South, as we are called, the 50,000-watt blowtorch of the South, Rod Bramblett is an icon. We're going to let you hear later on a little bit from Rod, because you have heard him so many times on the John Kincaid Show when we do the fallout during college football season. But Bramblett, for so many Southerners, and not only just Auburn fans, he's the voice of Auburn athletics, but he was just one of the voices of Southern football. Also Southern basketball and baseball, I believe. But Rod was also a very generous man, very kind. And I had the interactions with him four times in my life in person. And charming, interesting guy. And him and his wife were killed in a car accident yesterday, sitting at a traffic light at around 6 o'clock at night. And for those in the American South, and what a lot of people don't realize, and until I moved to the South and set up shop here in 1995, I didn't realize it myself. In my early 50s, today, the South didn't have professional sports when I was born. And for Southerners college football really was the lifeblood of their what is professional sports. If you see those SEC ads where they say it just means more, it does. Because it did. Because 50-some years ago, there was no professional sports in the South. And Rod Bramblett's one of those voices, and we'll hear it a little bit later on. And you hear it many, many Sundays here on the John Kincaid Show as Auburn will show up in the fallout. A really, really nice man. And to his children and to all of the Auburn family this morning, my deepest condolences. And it is Memorial Day weekend and the weekend when we honor those who have fallen in service to our country. And as the son of a World War II veteran, a POW, I can't imagine that life. I can't imagine being a serviceman or woman out there defending our country. I can't imagine every day waking up or when you put your head down on the pillow at night, you don't know if today will be your last. The sacrifices that were made by our men and women of the armed services that continue today. We still have losses today that happen. The utmost respect. And I honestly don't know how you do it. I don't know how an 18-year-old goes and does it. I don't know how a 30-year-old man makes a career out of it, or woman. So the utmost respect. And for those who have lost someone who didn't come home, who didn't get the opportunity to return, I don't know how you do it either. I really don't. So we get started today. I apologize too early. I like to be accountable. I like to tell you when I get something right. You know I love to tell you when I get something right. Man, do I love that. But I always like to step up to when I get something wrong, even in the midst of a series. And I was so convinced that the Raptors were done and that Milwaukee was on to the finals. I was apologizing to Milwaukee fans early because before the postseason began, I was very adamant, extremely adamant, that the Milwaukee Bucks would not be in the NBA Finals. Now, the way that things broke when the brackets came out at the beginning of the playoff, when I saw that they had Boston in the second round, I thought they'd lose to Boston. But I was convinced that they weren't the best team in the Eastern Conference. I was convinced that I'd seen Mike Budenholzer do this before with a 60-win team, and Mike Budenholzer had I think, four All-Stars in Atlanta when I saw it up close and personal. And then I saw Mike Budenholzer, when things don't go well, when things aren't going well in a series, I don't believe Mike Budenholzer has the life preserver that he can toss to his team. Now, not a lot of coaches do. So I'm not just trying to, you know, bag on Coach Bud there. But not a lot of coaches do. That when their team is in the worst situation possible, they've got a plan, they've got an agenda, they've got something that can dig their team out. I've never felt that was Mike Budenholzer's strength. And watching him coach the Hawks, I think he was a marvelous X's and O's guy. In fact, he could be one of the best in the business. He's one of a handful, I believe, of the best in the business with that. What I don't see him do is take a game out of a tailspin often. Or when the tide turns with matchups, he has the second plan, the secondary plan, the adjustment plan that is going to dig his team out and help them. And that's the reason I told you weeks ago, so I'm not doing the 2020 hindsight thing. That's why I doubted Milwaukee. Because I thought the 60 wins was a bit of empty calories. And the Toronto Raptors are going to the NBA Finals. And for you folks, and we have a lot of listeners in Toronto that join us every single week here on the show, And you know how much I love your city. As I've told you many, many times, love Toronto. I even sent Anthony to Toronto last year. Anthony, you love Toronto too, right? You loved it.
Beautiful city.
It's a beautiful city. It's fantastic. I was so happy for those people last night. I was so happy for the fans of Toronto. I love it when I see a fan base that has waited and has been, I'd say, really, really loyal to get rewarded. When I see an organization that fired their head coach because they felt that their head coach didn't do enough, even after a Coach of the Year award last year, I admired the boldness. I didn't know who Nick Nurse was. I couldn't have told you who Nick Nurse was if you asked me for $1 million. And I could have had 100 guesses before he was hired by the Toronto Raptors. So I knew nothing about the man. But what the Raptors knew is what we were doing isn't working and we're going to make the adjustment. Unlike the way like the Sixers are going about their business. We're just going to keep going at it with Brett Brown and you know what? It's going to work. It's going to work this time. We've seen a lot of data, but you know what? We still believe this is going to work. We still believe this is the guy. I'll say it again. It's a stupid business strategy. I don't believe Brett Brown could lead a bachelor party to a strip club. Not when it counts. If you have to win 35 games a year or 30 games a year, I think Brett Brown's your guy. But I've seen it again and again. Toronto saw it. They didn't believe in Casey. They thought that he had taken them as far as they could go. They made a bold switch. And now they're in the NBA Finals. That little acquisition of that guy, Kawhi Leonard, didn't hurt either. Making a bold move. Saying what we've got, the chemistry we've got, the players we've got, isn't working. Take a risk, take a gamble on Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi shows again, he understands crunch time. He understands big games. He understands like he did against the Sixers. What the Sixers' DNA didn't have, clutch, he understood. And watching how his calm, cool demeanor, his flatlining personality, how it kept him calm, how it kept him focused, and more importantly, how it helped lead them to victory. Kawhi Leonard's just stunningly awesome and calm and cool. Really an amazing story. Toronto, I hope the party leads into this morning. I hope it really does. This is one of those days where I have a feeling people will be smelling alcohol at church. Be sniffing going, okay, there was some partying going on last night. Congratulations to the Toronto Raptors. Congratulations to your organization for having foresight. Firing a coach of the year. Rolling the dice with DeRozan and saying, you know what, let's get Kawhi Leonard in here on a rental, see what we can do, see if it can pay off. And you know what? Bold move organizations work. The process that the Toronto Raptors did, bold, aggressive, winning. I don't know if the winning's going to end immediately. I have a feeling it's going to be a really, really tough task. But you know what? I'm not going to do that to you Toronto fans today. I'm not just going to say, great job. You accomplished something. Now you're going to get your teeth kicked in. You at least get to savor this for a little while. We'll talk about the finals a little bit later on in the show, but for you Toronto fans, congratulations. Absolutely awesome.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.